Hello EDF, this is Southbeat. We are an Austrian community for electronic music and we want to ask you a few questions about your gig tonight. Since when did you start DJing?
Okay, I started DJing in back in 1994. It was first of all I started in my room, so like every other DJ. I bought two vinyl players, okay, and then I start to make nervous my father and my mother. So this was the first approach with this scene. Then I was regularly going out, normally in Italy, when I was looking to many DJs and the scene at that time in Italy was, I think, the biggest in Europe, because house was house in Italy in 1994, 1991, and 2 and 3 was very big. And I look all these DJs and I try to copy at the beginning this Italian kind of house. Then I grew up and I try to find my own style. I played, I don't know, some kind of deep and also funky house in 97, 98 till 2000. Then I discover progressive and also tribal, and I start to play many kinds of house music. So nowadays I'm playing a mixture between all these styles. I'm playing, I don't know, deep tech, breaks, electro, and also progressive. So the main sound I'm playing at the moment is electro and progressive house. This is it.
Your name here in Slovenia is very famous at the moment, I think. And what are your next gigs here in Slovenia and in other countries?
Yes, I'm playing with residency at the biggest club here in Slovenia, which is called Ambassada Gavioli. So I'm playing there with Desin Masiello next month. Then with Sven Vett. I'm not playing with him, but I'm playing in a mezzanine upstairs. Then I'm playing all over Slovenia, up and down and left and right for many years. Then I'm going to Italy and going to Austria. Now we are preparing a tour in Latin America when I will play Argentina, Brazil, Peru, and also at Winter Music Conference. And I'm spending all my time, all my free time in the studio right now. So I'm producing a lot. I'm making remixes for many other DJs and producers. And I'm very focused now on the producing side and on the skills. So I'm growing up.
DJing is a full-time job for you or just a hobby?
No, I'm working as a sound engineer in a national radio station, in a regional outlet of a national radio from 10 years right now. So I'm doing the same thing all the day. In the morning I'm working in a radio, so in the radio studio I'm producing spots and I'm producing jingles and everything. Then in the afternoon I'm going to my studio and I'm making remixes and my stuff. So it's not full-time job for me, but it's a good hobby and I like it very much. I'm in love with this kind of life. So,
what is your setup at your studio? Do you have hardware or do you only use software?
I'm working with Nuendo in a radio station. And I'm working with Cakewalk Sonar right now in the studio because I just installed this kind of software 1 year ago on my laptop. And my laptop is always with me. Everywhere I go, I have always laptop with me. So I'm now regularly working with Sonar Cakewalk. Then I'm using tons of plugins like, I don't know, ARP 2060, Pro 53, Mini Moog, and everything. And also a good outboard, a DBX and stuff like that. So I'm very serious with the producing side.
Yeah.
Many DJs at the moment where go change to digital mixing. What do you think about digital mixing, and do you think the vinyl is going at the end next years?
Yeah, I like all the technical evolution because this is my regular job, so I like the progression of every kind. So I like the digital way because it's easy. Now I'm playing with the CD players. I have my bag with 10 hours of music, so I can play all night long with facilities. So this is it. This is the point. You cannot stop the future.
Okay.
Do you use tractor DJ when you tractor DJ or?
No, I don't like this kind of stuff. I don't like softwares which are I don't know. Changing the way of mixing.
But you can use it with Final Scratch.
Yeah, I like Final Scratch, but the Final Scratch is not the same thing as a tractor because you mix inside the laptop. No, it's a software which you are playing inside the computer. Final Scratch is a kind of stuff when you are still playing and still searching the beat. So this is. I don't know, this is better for me because the DJ must catch the beat, must build the night and not just, I don't know, click the buttons. I don't like this.
So as you are producing all day, are there any future releases planned or?
Yes. I made a remix for an Austrian producing team called Phonix, which is Laurie the Hyphen Princess and the other guy, and it's coming out on Kevin Sunrise Unloved Music next month. Then I made a remix for Up to Basket, which is a Hungarian producing team from Budapest. Which is coming out now on Beatport and Uno Digital and DJ Download. I'm going to make a remix for Argentinian label Feedback Music, where the one side will feature my remix and the other side from Jody Wisternoff. And I'm making a lot of my stuff. I finished 5 tracks after the album because I put out an album 4 months ago, so I'm working a lot.
Are there any future dates in Austria planned right now?
I will play in Austria 27th of January. It will be a kind of after of a big event. I don't know where, but it will be in Graz. So if somebody wants to hear me live, you are all invited.
Yeah, okay, thanks for the interview and good luck for the future.
Yeah, thanks to you too and good luck for the future.